Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Mailbag Monday with Angel and myself. Got some great questions today, Angel. Let's just jump into it right now and see what we've got.
All right. Well, let's start here. Our child is in junior high and is being bullied at school. I think it's just kids being kids, but I've seen so many stories of parents not paying attention when their kids are being bullied. He wants to go to a different school in August, but private school is not an option. I know this is a hard question, but what is the next step? Well, I would say take it very seriously, because in today's society, with social media and with lots of kids at your school that haven't been raised by parents, they've kind of raised themselves, and the need for acceptance and stuff, I think you should take it very seriously. Just like if somebody threatens suicide, it's something you should always take seriously. But it can happen at any age. You know, I remember when I was going through a divorce and my son was 13, and already just having to deal with so much. And then one particular kid was just hateful, you know. Boy, did that get under my skin, and was that very, very hard for me, because every protective instinct came alive. And yet today my son's 26, and he's again going through a similar situation with somebody he works with. So what I did then and what I do now is I just try to talk to them several times a day. Even this morning, I picked up the phone and called my son and said, "How are you?" And he said, "You just kind of know when to talk to me, don't you?"
So if
you
Mom knows.
Yes, if you follow your instinct and your gut, it's usually right.
Yeah.
So reach out to them, try to get them to open up to you, and that's where you always want to have a safe place. And there might come a time where you might need to address the school situation. I know during this time, I felt like my kids had been through enough, and we'd moved, and I decided to try to homeschool, which was a terrible decision because I'm not a good homeschool teacher. But at that point, I was more concerned about them socially than I was about their academics, because I knew academically they would catch up. And it was an important time. It was just one semester, but, you know, it was a time that we really knit together close as a family, so...
You know, everybody goes through times like this in their life. Everybody. Jesus did the same thing. The Bible says Jesus never sinned. But he had enemies, he had critics, and he had people plotting to kill him.
Yeah.
So everybody has days where it's like, what did I do so wrong? Nothing. You were just born. You got to learn that. But you have to learn how to handle this stuff.
Right.
Don't make it bigger than it is. So somebody can be a knothead, and all of a sudden somebody's just a pain in your backside, and you think, man, if I can just move, if I can just get away. Well, I tell people, you know, there's a devil in hell, you know, and there's demons everywhere, like there's angels everywhere. You'll not outrun the devil. You're not going to outrun him. Well, if I can move here and I can leave. No, I promise you, whatever hell's trying to mess with you, it's waiting on you when you move. Mm-hmm. And you got to learn how to whip this thing. It's like David was a great king because he learned how to whip a lion, a bear, and a giant, and a whole nation. God was training him to be a king. He's anointed. I've anointed him, but he's not ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
He's not trained. He needs more training because he's got to learn how to whip something.
Mm-hmm.
And once he whips that, he has to whip something bigger. Then he has to whip something. And so every child goes through that. I cannot put you in a bubble and live on an island all by yourself where you'll never have any challenges. That's not the real world.
Right.
And so you're trying to encourage your kids, hey, God knows what you're going through. God promises you, and I got several scriptures. Psalm 5:12, God said he would surround the righteous with a shield of divine favor. I tell my kids all the time, people are going to like you and not even know why. Mm-hmm. It's a promise from God.
Yeah.
So give a couple of positive thoughts. I don't care who they are. Somebody just has a rough day. Maybe you don't know their home life or what their dad or mom has done or said. So they're going through their own issues. Don't let their issues become yours. Don't let them become yours.
Yeah, and I think praying about it, too.
Yeah, like that's an afterthought. Yeah.
Well, One man said years ago when I heard him, he said, the greatest thing you can ask God for is wisdom. And so I do that every day. You know, God, yes. give me wisdom. Yes. The word says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God and ask specifically in this situation. And God is faithful. He'll answer. He'll give you the steps to follow.
And a key thing on that was, whether it's your child at school or a place of employment or college, you need to let the kid know, hey, honey, I'm not God. I love you, but I'm not God's a whole lot better than me. God's gone before you 5 days from now, 5 minutes from now. He's ahead of you. He's going to be there. So don't, what happens if they show up? God's already there, sugar.
Yeah.
God's already there and he's already got an answer. Just stay calm and just be sure you listen to God's voice. Just do what he tells you. Stay calm.
That's good. All right, Joe. My husband and I both work from home and are together almost 24/7.
Oh, praise God. We're sucking the lips off each other's face, I guarantee.
Is it normal for people to just need some space? I think we get along better when we have some time away from each other, but I also don't know how to address it with him. This is very timely for us, particularly since Joe just had knee surgery and we have been together 24/7. And Angel needs some space.
She just went to the grocery store to get something the other day, and it's like, my God, she's gone for 3 hours. I thought we were just going to have some avocados. Did I have avocados with it? So there are times for everybody where Jesus needed it. I mean, every time, you know, so many stories, just Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, where Jesus himself got aside. He had to go talk to the Father. I need some alone time.
Yeah,
I got to talk to the Father. And, you know, he got up one morning and said, man, Lord, we've got a revival going on. There's a great meeting. And people are already lined up at the door. Said, yeah, I prayed all night, Peter, but we're supposed to go over here. Go over here and what? Well, we're supposed to go here and do a meeting. We got a meeting. We got a revival going on. Man, the offerings are great. Both of us look good. They're giving us good reports in the newspaper. No, we're supposed to go over here. And so you got to learn how to be led by the Spirit of God. You got to relax. You just got to learn to relax. Most people make things just so much bigger than they are. That's just not that big a deal, guys. One of my favorite scriptures when I was a parent, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. But you're not going to outrun challenges of life. Tests and trials come to everybody. They come to everybody. Your job is to be more than a conqueror and an overcomer. So just put a smile on your face and try not to say a whole lot. You know, be slow to speak and slow to wrath, you know, quick to hear. It's like, just don't over respond. Just stay real calm. Well, it'll be all right. You know, 3 days from now, we wouldn't be thinking about this. You know, something will happen. It'll be good.
Well, or you could do like me. I drive real slow home and pretend like it's a vacation. Yes, I think everybody needs a break. Even the other day, Joe's physical therapist came and I just went outside and sat in the sun for a few minutes.
Yes.
Even that was very nice. So,
yes.
Yeah, I think like Joe said, you know, everybody, even Jesus.
Thank you.
Had to have his time apart. So just dive in there and address it with him.
Yeah.
Or you can just spend more time with him and it'll pop out on its own. Yeah, I did want to mention that Joe had a surgery this week. So he had a knee replacement surgery.
A brand new knee. Praise God.
He did. And so.
Slickified, mobilized.
Yeah, he's doing good. He's obeying all the orders that the therapist has given him and everything. So the healing is going well.
It is. It's a process. I wish I could just flip a switch. Hey, where's the button I push? Make this go away. And we're back. Because you think, well, you got a new knee. I sure do. My whole body's adjusting to it right now. What did they do? What did they do to us? Like, it's a new knee. So I'm learning to walk normal and stand normal and sit down normal and bathe normal and just go to the breakfast table normal. And normal is a wonderful thing, by the way. It's just a wonderful thing. So we're headed for normal again. So it's been good.
Yes.
Thank you for your prayers. Everybody's called, written, prayed.
Yes.
So thank you. Believe for a good, quick recovery in Jesus' name. Be doing clogging by Christmas time.
And that'll be a video we will for sure post online for all of our enjoyment.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. So, Joe, our son graduated high school in May and stubbornly has no intention of going to college. He doesn't want to get a job either. Seems to be almost epidemic these days. Is forcing him to leave the best thing here?
Well, you're asking probably, you need to ask about 50 people. You're asking me, I came out of a family where my dad calmly, right before school was out, about 2 months before school ended in the spring, we're eating at the dinner table, and my dad said, well, son, what are you going to do when you get out of school? Just calm conversation. I said, well, I don't know, I hadn't thought much about it. He said, well, you know, where are you going to live? And it was, we're all kind of talking, and my sister, and my mom, we're all kind of talking. I said, I didn't think I understood. I said, what? Where are you going to live when you get out? Well, probably going to live here. Well, no, once you're out of school, you're an adult now, and you can get your own job and your own place. So where do you think you'd like to live? And I can still feel it. I feel it right now. It's like, I thought, what? Yeah, it's called adulthood. You know, you become an adult. You're going to go out on your own, pay your own bills, pay your own light bill, get your own gasoline, pay for your own haircut, buy your own clothes. Like, whoa. And we've so kind of protected families in America, trying to be very, very good parents. We probably have been too good. Mm-hmm. And we don't know how to take a responsibility because we had none. Hey, listen, we were doing a typical Southern American home where moms knew how to cook, but moms didn't want you in the kitchen. You know, don't mess that up. I'm cooking. I know what I'm cooking. I know what goes in there. No, just I'll call you to the table when it's ready. So most girls grew up in the South not knowing how to cook because mama ran everything. You know, dad's ran everything. Dad makes the money. He's like, okay, I just need to sit here and watch Walt Disney again. And well, what am I doing? And we didn't get them ready for adulthood. And that's when you become responsible for yourself.
Well, this is rampant in our society.
It is.
And it makes me sad because I think a lot of it is that people don't have purpose.
Bottom line right there. Thank you. No vision.
Yeah. I know I have a cousin that told his son, you can get a job or you can go into the military, which is your option.
Yes.
But... I think that it would say if you're going to stay here, there's rules. You're going to have to go to church. You're going to have to
get a job.
You're going to have
pay
to
pay certain the bill.
You
will now take on part of the water bill, the light bill, the electricity. You're going to take on part of this. You're an adult now,
right? Exactly, and you're going to become a important part of this family by adding to it.
Yes.
Even if it's just paying the electric bill or something like that. Yeah. But you're going to go to church. You're going to keep your room clean. Uh-huh. So I think that that's where I would start.
And I know the verbiage, and I came from a very large family where somebody, man, I don't have to do that. No, you don't have to stay here. You can live out there on the street and get your own light bill. You know, it's just, you think that sounds so harsh, but parents today seem to be suckered in. Well, they're just not ready.
Yeah.
When are they going to be ready? Yeah. When are they going to be ready? You just got to start now. So verbally get them ready before that happens, you know. Well, I'm looking forward to you growing up.
Or I don't think it's wrong to give them a timeline. You have 6 months to get a place or find an apartment and get a job. So
be real good.
Yeah. Take a process, a step at a time.
One step at a time.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for listening today. We sure appreciate our time with you. Joe's over here laughing. I can't tell if it's the medication, the new knee, whatever it is. We love you and look forward to seeing you next week.
We love you guys. God bless. Talk to you next week. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.